32-year-old Sky Hyacinth has been in New Orleans for just 4 years. But in that time, he has created a highly competitive, not-for-profit athletic operation for young, aspiring basketball stars. It's free to talented students from needs-based families, and it's getting them into college as well.
Elevate New Orleans focuses on student-athletes, primarily basketball players. We focus not only on their basketball skills and abilities, but their academics as well as their social development. We want to make sure we have a well-rounded individual.
Sky Hyacinth, with coaches and honor students at Loyola University, achieves that by helping his 40 kids focus on academics, preparing them for college entrance exams.
We have a standard of a 3.0 GPA. You have to maintain that to receive the basketball skill development. But if you don't maintain that 3.0 GPA, we take you off the basketball court and give you extensive tutoring, especially in the classes you have a C or below in.
Sky trains his student athletes like pros, and it pays off since all of his original Elevate students have gone on to college.
We're going 13 out of 13 right now that's going off to college on scholarship. We're very proud of that 100% mark. We want to keep it going, and we want to keep it moving forward.
Elevate has gone to great lengths to include talented young women in a sport often regarded as overwhelmingly male. One is a Cabrini High School sophomore, now ranked 54th in the nation. Her name is Raquel Spencer, but no one calls her that.
They called me Queen because when I was a little girl, I was really spoiled. So my aunt was like, so do you think you're a queen or something? And everybody just started calling me Queen.
Queen, who is definitely not a spoiled kid, met Sky when she was in seventh grade, playing with a bunch of other kids in Lower Nine, before the Elevate program moved to Kingsley House and now to St. Stephen's School uptown, where we spoke with her at practice.
Let's go. I started working out with them, and then he introduced me to the whole Elevate thingy. We moved from the place in the Lower Nine Ward to the Kingsley House, and he was saying how I should stay with the program because it's going to grow and get bigger. And I'm glad I stayed with it because I see all the opportunities that I have now.
Queen's opportunity is the numerous colleges that are recruiting her. Sky is helping her and her family make an informed decision. It's clear that the Elevate athletes are devoted to Sky and his program. But so are his coaches, like Ben Aronin, originally from Wisconsin.
When you're done with your push-ups, you can jump to the back of the dribble line. All right, grab a ball as well.
It became what I would go to when, you know, the rest of life was difficult. You know, when everything else was falling apart, as long as I could get a ball, four lines, everything was safe for as long as I could be on the court. So I gravitated toward that. I've landed my dream job here. You know, I get to hang out with kids. I get to teach them basketball, you know, get to be a role model. There's everything that I want to do personally to give back, I get to do here, and I get to be around basketball that's been, you know, such a huge influence in my own life.
Other young people who just want to play basketball and hone their skills a bit can participate in Elevate Next, a new fee-for-service organization that helps to sustain the not-for-profit's work. With weekend and weekday evening classes, it's a welcome addition to New Orleans sports life. For more information on Sky Hyacinth and Elevate New Orleans, go to wwno.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.